Mark, could you play the song "Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning" by Alan Jackson? Even though this happened 22 years ago, it's still fresh in a lot of our minds. I remember people would put flags on their homes and their cars. We went to church that night to pray. The country seemed united at that time. I would like if you would tell your audience what you were doing on this day 22 years ago. You know, God gave us faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Well, thank you for that, John. We will play that song. And I was right here at WWIB on that day. It was the first year we had just started M&M's in the Morning that August. And this was September of 2001. And so, yeah, and in fact, there was a bit of a report, I think, in the 8 o'clock news, because it happened shortly before 9 in Eastern time. And then it started to become clearer. And then, as you know, one tower hit and another one falls and then another. And yeah, for those of us who lived through that, that was a day like maybe basically no other. So yes, here's the song you've asked for. And if people want to share this morning, "Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning 22 Years Ago Today," WWIB 715-396-1670. Thanks, John.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages and speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching? Turn on I Love Lucy reruns. Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers? Stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Where were you on that day 22 years ago? I mentioned I was here at WWIB working on the morning show. A lot has happened since then. I remember our son Dawson was very young at that time, having just been born in July, and going home and seeing my wife, right? They'd shut down all U.S. air travel, so that was quite the day. But talking about being here, and the 8 o'clock news seemed a bit different. They talked about a plane hitting the tower, and there'd been some experience like that. You think, when you hear that, you don't think it's a big commercial airliner. So Jason Kahn's with us, maybe just a tad early as we get going, the best 5 minutes of the day, but kind of a somber remembrance as we get started. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was we were still living in Iowa City at the time, and I was supposed to go to school that day and was watching the Today Show, as I always did, and never actually made it out the door that day. So I just couldn't get away from the TV that morning. So, and I just kept thinking, what is happening, as I was watching the news unfold throughout the day. So,
Yeah, I mean, as I was talking a bit earlier here before we played the song from Alan Jackson, I mean, there was the 8 o'clock report, and then we saw, then all of a sudden on the TV monitor, which we have subsequently shifted here, it used to not just be immediately accessible from the studio, but then all of a sudden you got a glimpse of, wow, okay, the first tower, then the second, and then, you know, as minutes passed by, I mean, obviously, the tower falling, a second tower falling, all U.S. air travel completely shut down. Unprecedented day.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that's 22 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just such a poignant event. I mean, it's kind of ever-present. You know, I think for those of us who watched it unfold, and I can't imagine what it was like for those who were closer. To the story, either personally or in terms of proximity to the Twins or to New York City or Washington, just hard, heavy, heavy stuff.
And remembering there were other planes, right? I mean, there was the plane that did crash at the Pentagon, and then Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
I saw somebody, I was at some friend's house watching the Packer game yesterday, and they had the Lisa Beamer book, Let's Roll, on the shelf. So,
yep.
So anyhow, we're thank you for that. As long as I've known you now, I don't remember hearing that story about you in Iowa City at that time.
Yeah, I don't know that we've talked about it before. I don't know if it's come up on the air before.
Right.
Or,
Well, today is it's a Monday and September 11th, and so I think we're setting aside the make us laugh and asking for these remembrances again today. All right, so. Thank you for the book that you recommended. I read it aloud to Peggy on Saturday night, the last thing, and then she's off to a silence and solitude retreat for the week. But, I mean, let's see, the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse. That was a good book, like you said. So,
Yeah, it's what takes 20 minutes to read, and I think you look at it and you're like, oh, that's a cute kid's book, and it is. But boy, as an adult, it was really touching. I think there was a lot of really good stuff in there.
Isn't it the mole who keeps wanting to eat cake?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I can resonate with that.
That's what Peggy was cheering for. All right, we've got Love Letter 46 and Larry Krabs. 66 love letters today, a conversation with God that invites you into his story. We have hung with this. It's love letter 46, 1 Corinthians. Speaking of love, I never give up on my people. My plan will succeed. And in the epilogue, you find it's the story everyone needs to hear. Krab says the Bible in 66 paragraphs, as if God himself were telling it. 1 Corinthians reads like this. The more my story grips you, the more you'll long for things to go better than they do. You will get discouraged. You'll feel excited one moment and down the next. Your community will disappoint and frustrate you. Be patient. Stay the course. I will accomplish my purpose in you and in my church. I will carry out my plan for the world through you and through my church. Keep telling my story.
That's a good promise, I think, and one that's good for me to hear. Because I think sometimes I can get really discouraged looking around at the world and at the church, and just to be reminded that, as you and I have often said, or as I've talked about, that the Bible gives this message about God reconciling all things, and I think that. That's really good, in the day-to-day where it feels like, God, where are you, in the midst of all this? And so good to hear.
I think that discouragement, I think you'll agree with this, that discouragement could come from more than just looking at the world, at the church, but at myself and my own situation.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we even were talking about that recently, if I recall it, but this idea that the things I say and write about, I often don't meet that standard as much as I desire it. And yet, Eugene Peterson, same thing. He said, often I don't live up to the expectations I have for myself. And so that's definitely true.
All right. We got Mark 1, 12 and 13 today.
Yeah, it says, the Spirit then compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was out among the wild animals, and the angels took care of him.
All right, and from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, those two verses read like this. As soon as he came out of the water and dried off, my spirit drove him into the desert where he prayed and fasted for 40 days. Satan, the tempter, used every manner of deception to convince him to abandon me, but he never did. When Satan retreated, I sent angels to care for him.
For me, that even ties into what we were just talking about, this idea of holding on to the hope that God is, in the process through Christ of completing everything, and that Jesus in the desert didn't abandon that and won't abandon that.
It seems to me like you actually just kind of, your writings with Paul and then with the gospel, it seemed like there was more color commentary on the Paul stuff, and this is more like play-by-play.
Yeah, I think so. And I think as we're going through here, you're going to see there's more color commentary at times, and sometimes it's more just a restating.
So. Yeah, right. Very good.
Yep.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bet.
There I go. Best 5 minutes of the day. We're in the fourth year of doing this here, early in the morning. Thanks for your positive feedback. I saw something in our September mailing that was from a listener from last year. Where were you when the U.S. Went under attack on this day 22 years ago today?
Good morning, Mark. This is Doug from Sand Creek. Just wanted to let you know that I remember vividly where I was 22 years ago when the towers got crashed into. I was working in the Twin Cities doing handyman work at a bunch of townhouses, and the lady came out where I was working and said, have you seen this or heard anything? I said, no, what's going on? She said, come on inside. I didn't know her. We got in there in time to watch the second jet hit the tower, the second tower, and watch that collapse as well as the other one. Very vivid. We'll never forget that and the sadness that followed. Thank you. Thank you, WWIB. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you. And we appreciate you, too. Thanks for that. Also hearing from Bob in Rice Lake said, what a wonderful best 5 minutes of the day to start the day. True humility, what our posture should be. Thanks. That was at 5:45. And then, let's see, also hearing from Randy this morning. He says, remembering 9/11, I was in St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls helping my 8-year-old son, Silas, after he broke his femur in a motor vehicle crash with his bicycle on the way to school. And one more here from Vicky this morning on WWIB.
Good morning. I'm hoping it's a good morning for most people. 22 years ago, I arrived at work, and my boss said, we're not working today. You need to sit down in front of the TV. And we sat and watched the TV and then watched in horrification, just in horror, watching the second plane go into the second tower. So, yeah, it was a bad day. And then getting home and trying to explain to our kids who were in grade school at the time, because they had been scared at school, and yeah, it was a bad day. Hope everyone has a good day today.
All right, thank you, Vicky. I know how much Drew Fralick appreciates the MyPillow ad, so we had that one for him. Good morning, Drew.
I love that. Can't wait to get a MyPillow when I get out there soon.
Make sure you use the promo code WWIB, okay?
Oh, you know I will.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it.
All right, so I don't know if I've ever asked you this. You've been on the air with me pretty much since 2019, and thank you for that. And so Drew is the pastor, stand-up comic, author, former counselor from Detroit, Michigan. But, you know, we share the same birthday, June 12th, but you're 20 years younger. So where were you when, 22 years ago today, September 11th, 2001?
Yeah, I remember that day. I was a senior in high school.
Wow.
And I remember, like, coming out of, I guess it was in the morning. I was coming out of class, and somebody had said, like, a plane hit one of the towers. And we were, like, it was so surreal. It almost seemed like it just wasn't real.
Yeah.
Know? And then we went to our next class, and they had the news up on the TV, you know, like those big, thick tube TVs.
Yeah.
And we watched the whole thing. I mean, they had it on. We watched the towers fall on TV. It was just like, what a dark.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a dark day and very confusing as a,
yes,
as a teenager.
You know? Yeah.
And I think everything that happened after that was just, you know, you look back on it now, but it's just so surreal at the time. And,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where I was.
Just a young high schooler at that, a senior
just
in high school.
A young high schooler, and I know that accentuates our age difference, too.
Yeah.
You were like, whoa, you were in high school.
Yeah, right, right.
So,
huh.
But, you know, everything that happened after that, I remember where I was when Iraq was invaded. I mean, all that whole period. Doesn't it seem so far away, though? Or
does. It does, because
you know what I mean?
Yeah, people have already talked some. We played the Alan Jackson song per our listeners' request about where were you when the world stopped turning. And I remember, like, the year after. I mean, talk about people coming together, the unity and coming together. And even,
yeah,
you know, a year later, I remember 1 year later and just how solemn. And now, you know, we're setting aside our Make Us Laugh Monday just because I think this fits here for today as taking on some of these thoughts. But do you remember, as you looked around at your classmates, I mean, just, it had to be just, like, what? The word surreal
is like
kind of invented
just
for this.
Stunned,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, people are totally stunned. And, you know, the thing that's really crazy to me is you've got people in their late teenage years, 20s, that weren't even,
yeah,
they weren't even alive then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
uh-huh.
I was talking to this kid on Saturday night, and it's like, what year were you born? He's like, 2007. I was,
mm-hmm,
like, you know,
right.
So time goes by, but certainly the effects of that day,
yeah,
I think still stand, you know. There's still a lot of things that have come out of that we're still unpacking. And so
absolutely
definitely a significant day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, thanks a lot. We'll hopefully turn back to something on the lighter side next week. Another weekend in the books, a beautiful fall weekend. And part of mine was I did make it out to Avenue Orchard. I got there a little bit early. I beat the hot dogs, Caleb. So anyhow, I was there, you know, later in the morning. I think it was 9 to 6 was the whole deal, but did take away some of the delicious apple cider, and it came in two varieties. Ronnie's like, do you want it sweeter or not? I'm like, I'm supposed to lean off the sugar, Ronnie, so give me the tartar and so variety. And so we were enjoying that as a family, and Dad brought the leftovers to work this morning. So also, the usual dog walks going on, and at one point, you know, we're trying to take this really long walk, the dogs and I kind of going through the woods. So there were some burrs that needed to be removed, but nonetheless, better to stick to the path, I think. And then the football. And the Packer game was as good as the Badger game was bad.
There you go. Well, my weekend started off Friday night with Veterans Night Chi-High Menominee football game at Dray Field in Chippewa Falls. And just a spectacle in the best way, too. Seeing those veterans honored by the young men from both teams, by the crowd. The Miracle Minute raised over $2,500. Wow. They'll continue to be collecting items for our homeless veterans all throughout the month of September. But it was just really wonderful to see that beautiful night and to see it honoring those who've given so much. And today, of course, as we think of those who gave their all. Just a wonderful lead into the weekend. Saturday, we made it down to Avenue Orchard, not as early as you did. It was mid-afternoon by the time we got there. Yeah, we had a trip to Amundsen's Appliance earlier because we need a fridge. And so able to get that taken care of, and then went to Avenue Orchard. And we did get some dogs from Mel's Dogs, and the kids got a walking taco that they absolutely loved. And, picked up some cookies, including the crayon orange, and that was just a phenomenal cookie. So tried that. The kids got their caramel apples. And, that was a good amount of sweetness that they ate on the way home.
I guess so.
So that impacted a little bit the evening and the next morning getting up. But I got all sorts of treats from Avenue Orchard. And, didn't love the Badgers game, too, but enjoyed a really great Alabama-Texas football game. Saw the second half of that, so that was very entertaining. And church yesterday, Packers game was fantastic. But yesterday we had Pastor Prediston from Haiti come to our church. He oversees, a ton of things, but also the orphanage, my father's house, that our church has been supporting for years. And so, again, seeing servants of the Lord who give everything to the call that he's laid on their lives, that is one of the best things I think that you can have in a church, to be able to talk to your missionaries and see them. And so, that was an absolute highlight to be able to see Pastor Prediston again and really, really enjoyed that time yesterday at church.
Haiti in some rough conditions these days.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a question that you started earlier this morning as well.
Yeah, it started with PCD John, as we played the terrific Alan Jackson song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, from 9/11, 22 years ago today. And so asking people, where were you when? We've heard from some, but would love to hear from more on the interactive talk and text line, 715-396-1670. Where were you 22 years ago today when you heard the very tragic news?
Well, 22 years ago, it's odd to think about this, that there are a lot of folks listening who have no actual memory of this. I was just thinking about this. I know the Keeper's Kids are looking for a Cochran and Company song this morning. And guys, I don't know if we'll get to it because there's a couple other things that we want to play here just in honor of this day. But I was thinking of, again, some middle school, high school age kids is like them, and thinking, wow, there was no recollection personally of this. And there's certainly events too that have happened, say, in my parents' lives that I don't remember personally, but this is just something so vivid to me, even as we're seeing on the TV that we keep on for breaking news, seeing some of those scenes from 22 years ago today. And it's something I think that we don't want to forget collectively as a nation, what it felt like that day when we were under attack, but also remembering how this nation came together afterward.
I just spent the last 15 minutes unpacking and trying to put together somewhat of a montage from that. And yeah, it is to relive the video. I mean, is is difficult. It is difficult to do. And so we wanted to bring you some of that audio. It's about 101 seconds worth, just a small taste, because there's so much. Very raw, very real. So here we go.
Hey, Beth. What is that? Something, somebody hit the World Trade Center or the...
It's a trade center.
The World Trade Center.
Yeah. This just in, you are looking at a breaking news story, very disturbing live shot there. Yeah, that is the World Trade Center, and we just have unconfirmed reports this morning.
As we come on air, we have serious news of a major, very tragic incredible plane crash into the World Trade Center.
Immediately, there's speculation or cause for concern. This is the World Trade Center that was the center of a terrorist bombing some years ago. So the questions have to be asked, was this purely an accident or could this have been an intentional act? But either way, extensive damage.
This is 6-7 floors were taken out. And there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Wait, hold on just a moment. We got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
I don't know, I'll tell you what's going on.
Right. Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion. My God, it's right in the middle of the building.
We've just been told also, Michael, sorry, the New York Stock Exchange is being evacuated, as is, I'm sure, much of Wall Street, if not all of it, as much as possible. But the New York Stock Exchange has suspended trading for the moment.
It's war.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Caleb, it is really hard to listen to 22 years later. It's really hard emotionally to look at this, much less this is just a 22-year remembrance. That was the worst day. It was terrible.
I mean, I still remember we used to get the Pioneer Press newspaper, and I remember as big and bold a headline as I've ever seen. It took up, you know, the whole thing about above the fold. It took up almost all of that above the fold, and it said simply, under attack. I remember, again, as we talk about where you were, 715-396-1670, I was back when I exercised more. What would I have been, an eighth grader at that point? I was down in a downstairs hallway doing some push-ups, as I usually did around kind of taking a break from some school and doing some push-ups, and my mom coming down and starting, as we didn't know what was going on, but something, you know, but something terrible, terrible had happened. Mm-hmm. And my other siblings gathered around. I remember the tears, the question, are we going to be at war? What does this mean? Things that we'd read about in history books too, about what it meant, you know, when again there were attacks, surprise attacks, and warfare, and when it seemed like our world has instantly changed. And yeah, hard to believe that was 22 years ago. Now it's 36 years old, 14 at the time. But it's something we must remember, that we must never forget, as we think about the aftermath, that we have, as we think about that day, about the heroes of that day. But also a couple songs too that I want to play from Michael W. Smith, some of that audio we heard from then President George W. Bush, the response. But also I want to play Toby Mac's new song from Life After Death called Faithfully, because what we have seen in those 22 years since that incredible tragedy is that God has never, never once failed to keep his promises. And he can always, always be trusted.
Talk and text line open all morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Always interactive. And on this 22nd anniversary of the most horrible attack that our nation has ever lived through, September 11, 2001, we're asking you, where were you when? Bob on the listener line at 715-396-1670 from Rice Lake says he was in his first year at a new job at Culligan. They were called into the office seeing the smoke-filled sky and the television as chaos was so evident, seeing the buildings collapsing and the feeling of darkness and disbelief.
And we'd love to hear from you at 715-396-1670. We also heard from Tony from Menominee as well, too. Tony, who served our country in the armed forces, and this is what he shared with us, again, at 715-396-1670.
Yes, this is Tony from Menominee. Just calling in about 9/11. This day always hits truly hard because, one, it changed my life dramatically, but looking back at things that we've done in our career, it made me join the military. It's trying to teach our kids the love that it had as a nation, that we came together. I was in high school at the time. I remember being down in the locker room in Menominee, and they threw it on the TV that the planes had hit the World Trade Center. And I just remember going home, not knowing what this meant, and coming the next day, we didn't have school, and the silence that was in the world, that was outside, just the calmness, and then the nation coming together and grieving together and just united in all fronts. It didn't matter what you believed in, what you, your policies, anything, just everybody came together and supported everybody. And looking back on that, I think this nation as a whole needs that again. Don't need the tragedy, of course, but needs to come together and just care for each other as humans. And, yeah, it's just hard to watch that stuff. And then being over there, being in Iraq, doing the missions, it just, I mean, the country music stars that Aaron Tippin that I met, I flew with him, listening to his song and why he wrote it, and his story is pretty amazing. So, again, praying for everybody on this day that is still grieving for the losses that we've had.
Hi, this is Sylvia from Sorona. I was teaching preschool at St. Joe's in Rice Lake. Sister wisely said, let's not say anything to the children until just before going home, knowing that the children would hear on the buses. And praying before they left, letting them know that God is in control. The next day, I felt compelled. We always opened our days with prayer. But after prayer, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And that Bible verse was used every day afterwards to let the children know the hope and the promise that God is with them. God bless you. Come in.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, Halvo and Caleb, great to have you aboard this morning, and a different sort of morning, but I'll tell you what, 9/11, a different sort of day. It will never be the same again after 9/11-2001, a day that, like Pearl Harbor Day of December 7th, 1941, lives in infamy with nearly 3,000 killed. And so we've been asking for your remembrances this morning, still welcoming those at 715-396-1670. And in the best 5 minutes of the day, Marshfield Clinic neuropsychologist Jason Kanz joining us early this morning had this remembrance.
Yeah, I was we were still living in Iowa City at the time, and I was supposed to go to school that day and was watching the Today Show, as I always did, and never actually made it out the door that day. So I just couldn't get away from the TV that morning. So, and I just kept thinking, what is happening, as I was watching the news unfold throughout the day.
Uh-huh. This is Doug from Sand Creek. Just wanted to let you know that I remember vividly where I was 22 years ago when the towers got crashed into. I was working in the Twin Cities doing handyman work at a bunch of townhouses, and the lady came out where I was working and said, have you seen this or heard anything? I said, no, what's going on? She said, come on inside. I didn't know her. We got in there in time to watch the second jet hit the tower, the second tower, and watch that collapse as well as the other one. Very vivid. We'll never forget that and the sadness that followed. Thank you, WWIB. I appreciate you guys. Goodbye.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. I shared earlier this morning, but just to bring back briefly, I mean, being here at WWIB, hearing Bob Agnew, I can still remember the SRN anchor sharing that in the 8 o'clock news. And again, you initially just think it's a small plane, not at all thinking, and then seeing the airliner and see it all on photo. Our good friend Sherry on the listener line texting that she was working at Mason's Shoe in Chippewa Falls on this day 22 years ago. She says, I'll never forget when I heard it. I also lost a distant relative in the Pentagon. Mm. Her name was Patricia Stotts. She grew up in Chippewa and attended McDonnell High School.
We have another call here at 715-396-1670.
Good morning. This is Dawn LaDuke from Fifield. On 9/11, I was at my cottage sweeping the floor, and I had the radio on and heard that one of the Twin Towers had gotten hit by an airplane. So I turned on the TV, and then I saw the second tower get hit. And because we were at the cottage and preparing to go home, all the way home, which was an hour and a half drive, we had the radio on and there was no music played. They just kept giving more information about what just had happened to our nation. And I think our nation, again, like I think it was Mark said on the radio, needs a wake-up call. I think everybody should be looking at 2 Chronicles 7:14 and praying that prayer. Thank you. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. I'm just calling in with, well, this is a hard call. This is a hard memory, one that'll never, ever leave. But I vividly remember where I was on when this horrific thing happened. I was at work. I had just started a new job. It's only been like 6 months, and my daughter had called me, and she goes, Mom, have you heard the news? And I said, what? And she says, Mom, a horrific accident happened. Something happened to one of the World Trade Towers. And while we were on the phone, she goes, oh, my God, Mom, another plane hit the second one. And place of business where I was working, they had live stream news feeds in all the break rooms on TVs. So a bunch of my coworkers and I went down to the break room, and we were watching, and then we seen the towers come down. And it just breaks my heart that there's so much hate in the world. And it is something we will never, ever forget, nor should we ever. And I just pray for God's healing for everyone's heart, no matter what man, woman, or religion that they are. I just pray for healing, that the hate will stop. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for that.
Hey, Martin, Mark, Caleb. I was thinking about my remembrances of 9/11. That at the time I was working at the school, and of course I was working second shift, so I didn't get home until nearly 11 o'clock in the evening. So I was still in bed when the first tower got hit, and I had woke up and I had turned the TV on just minutes before the second tower got hit. And of course then trying to catch up on the story, and Vicki had come and said to me what, you know, what she knew about what was happening and stuff. And it was just so surreal to think that and understand at that point that our country is being attacked. And then you start hearing all the other stories. Well, then that evening I went to work afternoon and got there about 2:30. And of course, you know, a lot of the high school kids are telling me about, you know, what they'd been watching that day. And of course it was quite somber actually in the school, you know, with most of the kids that, you know, understanding what was going on. Well, then as the evening had went on, one of the last things that my coworker and I would do, we'd sit down in the lunchroom at night before we went home. And as we were sitting down in the lunchroom, he was quite concerned because, of course, he had a son in the military, stepson, and we were talking about it. And I finally said to him, I said, well, you know, there's some things that I know. I said, one, I said, I'll go home tonight. I'll go to bed. I'm not going to sleep good because of all that's went on today. But tomorrow morning, we're going to get up. The sun's going to come up, and it's going to be another day, and God is still going to be in control of everything that's going on. I said, that I know. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Well, I've been looking back over my shoulder, retracing every step, trying to unforget. And I see the mountaintops I've journeyed over. And I see the valleys deep where I crawled on my hands and knees. Pages of memories filled with joy and stained with tears. They call my name, and if I listen, I can hear them saying, remember the way you led you up to the top of the the road that's waiting, but my eyes can only see so far out ahead of me. As sure as the sun will shine, there'll be more mountains I will climb, and more deep, dark shadowlands where desperate faith is all I have.